We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron?
Joe, did you happen to see the exchange after the Patriots-Ravens game the other night between Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson? It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. Brady walks up to him and says, "Congratulations, dude. Nice game. Congratulations." And Jackson says something like, "Thanks," and starts to turn around and then goes back at him and goes, "Goat, goat." And Brady goes, "Thanks. Appreciate that." It was kind of a neat scene. You know, maybe the old star, the greatest of all time from one of the up-and-comers. It was kind of a nice moment.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
He went out of his way to call him, "Goat, goat."
And he is the GOAT, right?
He is the GOAT.
Boy, Eric Mangini had something interesting to say about Lamar Jackson's performance. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, I forgot about the best part of Marino's goal last night was Halak smashing his stick over
Eric
the net.
Mentioned that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, 3 seconds left at the end of a period. All of a sudden, you're 3-0 lead. All of a sudden, you're behind 4-3. If I'm Halak, I'm a little bit ticked off, too.
You don't see that too often. He smashed that thing to pieces. It was comical to watch. Do you think the power play, Ron, is suffering without Phil Kessel?
I think it was suffering without Malkin until these last two games when he's been back. What are they, 9 games now? 0-21. I don't care. Maybe without Kessel, but even without him, they have enough talent. They should be better than 0-21. And I know these things can be cyclical. How many times have you seen, you've covered a lot of hockey games where it looks like all of a sudden, it's the worst in the world, and then all of a sudden they score a couple and go on a hot streak. So I fully expect it to change, but I thought it would change about 3 or 4 or 5 games ago. 9 games without a power play goal.
Yeah, they're way down.
That talent on the ice.
In the bottom third of the league, I think it's undeniable that they've struggled without Kessel. I think he was a wizard on the power play, and even at their worst last season. And people criticized it all last season, yet you look up with about a month and a half left in the year, and they were on pace to have the highest percentage for any Penguins power play in team history. So, I think they do.
And
I still think they can have a good one.
This team has potential to maybe not approach a record, but to be more than respectable and certainly a lot better than what it is.
They should be.
And I think Malkin coming back will help.
Yeah, I think Kessel was big in gaining the zone, and of course he was big over on that left side as an underrated and really sort of a magical playmaker. Well, he didn't shoot enough.
He could shoot it when he wanted to, too.
Yeah, he didn't shoot enough on the power play. I thought that was the drawback. Did you see what he's doing now? He's up to 9 points, and they're up to 9-4-2.
I saw he had, his 3 goals.
And,
I got his third one the other day.
They beat Edmonton last night, so they're pretty good right now.
Good for Rick Tocchet. I'm glad.
And good for Phil. Are you glad for him?
Not especially.
No?
I mean, I don't root ill for him, but I mean, I don't really pay attention to him, so hoping he scores 50 goals. I do like to see Tocchet do well because I've known him since he played here back in the early 90s.
Bob in Irwin wants to talk Penguins. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just I kind of see the Penguins. When they were, I think they were like 6-2 at one point or 6-3 or something like that, it kind of looked like these new additions to the team were looking good. They were playing, and they do play hard. And I was starting to compare them to the Stanley, you know, the last Stanley Cup years when they were a fast team. And everybody seemed to know what, you know, where they were supposed to be at the right times. And, but man, I'm just getting tired of, like, everybody's, like, thinking Matt Murray's, like, the best thing since sliced bread. It's like, that's been our problem mainly for 3 years. And you guys want to say he was good last year. To come down a stretch, I think he was 11-8.
He was outstanding in March. Wait a second. He was outstanding when they basically made their run to the playoffs last year. And I think he's been very solid this year. He gave up a horrible goal last night. But when I look at the Penguins, I think that's the least of it.
He gave up a terrible last night, the night before that. You know, I'm tired of hearing how they play so hard. Mike Sullivan's not upset. They're playing. They're six. They're basically one or two games under 500 right now, you know. And they do seem like put in the effort. That's what gets you mad. And like last night, at every chance to win that game, they don't look outclassed by anybody. That's what gets me. They just the goaltending. I don't care who's in there. You can never count on them with 2 minutes left in the game. You're always, what's going to happen? Then 30 seconds left in the game. There's a goal.
Maybe we're watching different games because other than last night, I thought the goaltending has been largely outstanding. Murray had one game.
Must be watching a different game because
Murray had to watch. Would you let me talk? Okay. Would you let me talk? I let you go for quite a while.
You got the whole show to talk. Let somebody else talk.
See you later, man. I think it's been pretty good. I think it's been pretty good overall.
Yeah, it's been good.
And last night, not so much. But to sit here and say, first of all, his record was wrong. They are above 500, although barely 8-6-1.
I think he's talking in terms of like points. And when you throw in overtime losses, things like that.
Well, they're 8-6-1. So, but any case, I don't think the goaltending has been the issue. They haven't been able to finish. Injuries have been a problem. And they've climbed through it okay. I think they're going to be okay, and I think the goaltending is going to be okay. I would fully expect Murray to bounce back strong Thursday night against the Islanders.
What makes you think they're going to be okay?
I shouldn't say that. I need to know more about Letang. If Letang is out for a while and Hornquist is out for a while, then I'm going to have my doubts a little bit. I was almost assuming, okay, they're healthy now, but they're not with Letang.
I think that guy probably looks at the overtime loss as simply a loss, but he said they're under 500, so even with that, they would be 8-7, if you want to say that.
Right, they're not below 500, but, I mean, I get the point, but that loss Saturday, now I don't know if I agree with Sullivan last night. I thought they played great in the second period, but I wouldn't say overall it was one of their best games. I thought they played a damn good game against Edmonton on Saturday. They had 50-some shots.
Yeah.
And Mike Smith just stole the game against a really good Edmonton team, for a really good Edmonton team. I don't know. I agree with Sully last night.
Yeah, I thought even though they had 52 the other day, I thought he got like 50 of them seemed like they were clear looks. I didn't think they got to the net enough in that game, and I worry without Hornquist if they will.
Who's going to be in front of the net now?
Yeah. Now, last night I thought that definitely they played a fast and physical game against a really good team. That looked like a playoff game. And the Penguins, I guess the good news is, they don't at all, to me, look outmatched by anybody. I think they can play with anybody. I think that's what Sullivan means when he continues this mantra. Even though they're not winning consistently, he keeps saying, I like the way we're playing. What he sees is we're playing that style where we look fast again, we're physical, we're mostly playing smart. Although last night was an aberration. The first period was. They were giving away the puck left and right. And then they lose the game on the Geno play, as brilliant as he was otherwise. So, but I think that is what he's saying, Ron, is that, listen, we keep playing this style, eventually we'll get rewarded.
Yeah, and I think he believes that. And I think he realizes, too, that the goaltending will be better than it was last night.
And then the question will become, do you sign Matt Murray to an $8 or $9 million deal? That's eventually going to be the question here. Or maybe you get him for $7. I don't know. The other guys, the other guys have signed for $6 something.
You got to find out what the market is and what he is interested in. If he wants to break the bank, you got to have pause. If you think it's a reasonable deal, I absolutely think you sign him.
Well, the market's set, and it's not going to change because there's not really any elite goalies.
Well, I meant his relationship to the market, what his agent is going to want.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
That's going to be interesting. Anywhere from Vasilevsky's 9+ down to Holtby and company, John Gibson, at around 6. That's a pretty wide gulf
there. It is a wide gulf.
If you're going to sign him for a lot of years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.